Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Pastor Colorado. I just hear God saying, this is the time. I see a lot going on with the congregation. God says there's a covering yet over you and the congregation at your church. And God says he has everything under control. He is protecting the body of Christ at the church where you are. And God says the angels have already been dispatched. And that's the word of the Lord.
And Pastor, I concur with the prophet, but God says that I just see a new building, and I see you doing ministry in a different and a more in-depth manner, because God says, because you have the heart of a pastor, because you are about serving the people, God says that he is going to place you in a place where you would be recognized. For God says you will begin to have different type of conferences, and as you will begin to teach leaders how to lead. God says get the leadership conference started, because it's going to help many and it's going to reach the people, say the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Colorado. I so agree with the prophet that has spoken. For I hear Father God saying there's a shifting in the congregation in this season. There's a shifting in the people. For Father God says this is the season where the minds are really taking on a new blessing. Father God says they're getting the mind of Christ, and they're also getting the spirit of their leader. So Father God says this is the season of clearing house. This is the season of purification. For Father God says he's blessing the people and preparing them from the year of 2015. And I hear Father God saying justice. Father God says there's some things that he promised you, your family, and the congregation, and he's bringing it to pass. And Father God says you're all in the season of preparation. And Father God says be anxious for no good thing. For Father God's causing you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. And I hear Father God saying wisdom as the wisdom of Solomon. And that is the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that I give thee strength and power in this hour, and you're going to begin to find that you're going to stand up and you're going to make a stand. And it seems as if that you're going to be able to deal with individuals that are somewhat pushy. For the Lord says, I give thee the wisdom and I give thee the strength. For the Spirit shall move upon thee in an unusual way, and he said he will bless the works of your hands. For the Lord will say unto thee further that prepare. Because this is an hour that between now and even up into the 25th, it seems like conflicts can arise if your financial priorities are different from someone else. And yet God said, if you look for some new sources of income, you're going to get it, because favor shall cover thee. I heard the Lord says also use wisdom in all that you do. Be honest in all that you do. He says, do not become in anything that is not of him, anything that seems shady or not correct or doesn't have any validity, or if it's just not solid. Do not get involved in anything that is illegal or illicit, because the actions are going to be revealed, is what the Lord is saying unto me. You'll also begin to find that you're going to see that you're going to have the ability to begin to move forward. And God's going to bring opportunities in areas of your heart. He's going to open up some opportunities in areas of success, but also your creativity. For the Lord says happiness is also coming that way, and you're going to see God moving in an unusual way in your life. For the Lord says over the past year, you've become focused on building a firm foundation in your life, and you're going to find that you're going to be able to do that, because your life is going to become bigger and more productive. For the Lord says, you will also walk into a time of greater respect. For the Lord says, as you stay focused and keep your eyes stayed on him, you're going to begin to see the works of his hands. And the spirit of favor shall rest upon thee. And yea, you're going to see favor, fame, and also happiness all around thee. For the Lord says unto thee that prepare. Because you're going to be able to confront some things, yea, between now and the next 6 months. For the Lord says you're creating growth in some important elements and some important matters in your life. As I go further into the spirit, I'm hearing the Lord say unto me that you're going to be connected to also perhaps something surrounding the public and people, because I see people all around you, and I see an opportunity where God says you're going to be able to speak before people, because God says your voice is going to be heard. For this is a time of reward. This is a time where your personal life and even your career will get a huge push forward from the heavens. For the Lord says all the preparation that you begin to put forth, you're about to see the payoff for that. For Father says, get thyself ready, because I anoint thee and I favor thee. And because you have done good and you have been a faithful servant, I will bless the works of your hands. So the Lord says that your time is now. Also, consider something maybe with some classes or even further education or further learning, but I see classes around you. And yet God says, right, right, right. If you're dealing with something of a legal matter, the Lord says the victory is already yours, because God said, I send you enormous help. I send you help where people in power will want to bless you, and they will say yes to you. For the heavens are saying yes. Lift up your hands and simply shout yes 3 times. For the Lord is saying yes, yes, yes unto thee. The things that you've dreamt about, you are about to attain them, because God says, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me. For there's a shift that is happening, and it is in your favor, saith the Spirit of the Most High.